This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the New Media Production Studios in Southern Michigan. On today's show, 5G is safe again. Apple puts up to $1 million bounty on the street. Facebook wants to pay for news. iHeartRadio is going to play podcast on Sunday. I want to welcome you to episode 1385 of the Geek News Central podcast for Friday, August 9th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking out the show. Make sure you get over to GeekNewsCentral.com, get subscribed to the podcast right on the website. You can sign up for the newsletter as well while you're there. Definitely want to thank you again for checking out the show. And for those of you longtime listeners of the podcast, thanks for being here. We're running a day late. Well, it's the morning, Friday morning. I'll explain why I'm recording Friday versus Thursday night here in a few minutes. But again, for those of you that are just checking out the show, you can watch this show when we're back live in the very coming weeks on Apple TV. You can listen on blueberry.com. You can listen on your smart home device by using the keyword to launch that device and say, play the podcast, Geek News Central. Of course, you can join our chat room at geeknews.chat, or you can request to be part of our Slack family, and that's real easy. Just send me an email to geeknews@gmail.com. Let me know you want to join the Slack room. I'll add you to the Slack channel. That's one of two ways, again, to be in our active audience at geeknews.chat or on our Slack channel. And again, if you have comments about today's show, though, all you got to do is email me at that same address. You can follow me on Twitter at Geek News or follow me on Facebook just by searching for my name, Todd Cochran. Partner shows, which are all linked at geeknewscentral.com, include GNC Week in Review with Kirk Corliss, The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain. The Pro Gear Site is written by my writing team. The New Media Show is hosted by myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee. And of course, Podcast Legends. There's a new one out there, one that I've been doing with the Raw Voice team, and that's called Podcast Insider. And it's at podcastinsider.com. You'll want to check that out. We're having weekly interviews with podcasters in the space. It's about an hour-long program, mix of news, mix of Blueberry stuff going on at Blueberry, and of course, again, these interviews with podcasters, which so far have been absolutely outstanding. So definitely check those shows all out. You can pick up Ohana Gear at cafepress.com/Ohana Store. And of course, this show is sponsored by our good friends at GoDaddy. This show is, and currently is, has the longest running continuous sponsor. Again, that's our good friends at GoDaddy. You can find my GoDaddy promo codes at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And really, that's a place to get a $499.com, 30% off new product purchases, or economy hosting for just $1 a month. That gets you started with economy hosting for $1 a month for the first year. Includes a free domain. And I'm going to sweeten the deal even better. You can get a managed WordPress site for $1 a month, $12 for the first year. And again, includes a free domain name. All those offers are at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And if you're a business owner, check out the website builder product. You get 30 days free. Great trial, great way to figure out this is what you need to revamp and get your business website online. I think you're going to find it very productive. And it has all the links to all the tools that any business needs in today's modern world. So definitely check all these deals out. Again, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We're one, morning show. So my sister invited me to a charity auction, and the thing that I was interested in was supposed to go early. I could get in there, get out. Turned out that the item was actually one of the last items in the charity, which I ended up not getting, and it was already about 9 p.m., so I decided to get up early, and early I did, to do the show. So I'm live as I can be. It's 7 a.m. in the morning here, Friday morning, to get the show out for you. I know many of you missing it in your folder this morning. I apologize. But I've got some fresh news for you today as well. So just giving an update here on what's going on. Studio is painted. That's all done. The furniture is here, and what isn't here has been ordered. So everything that I'm going to need to outfit the studios is inbound. The electrical still needs to be finished. I hope the electrician gets in here next week while I'm in Florida. And then really, we're very, very close. If we look at the calendar here, we're about 2 weeks away from the actual install that we're going to do in the studio with the design work. And then really, I've got to get everything together very, very, very quickly. I don't know if the first show that we'll do from the studio will be on the 26th or not. And here's really the reason why, is I can't do any of the real wiring and get most of that stuff set up until everything is in. I'm going to be able to do some pre-work, and I'm going to get as much as that done. But I'm also going to be in Columbus, 19/20/2022. So really, I don't have a lot of time once I get back. And then I go down to Dragon Con in Atlanta, and I have to fly out for that, I believe, on Wednesday the 28th. So then it's a quick turnaround, and then I'm here in the studio for a few days. And then I have to go to Atlantic City. But I'm hoping, I'm really, really hoping here that either the 26th or the week of September 2nd, we're live again and everything's up and running. So we're getting close. And now it just depends on how many hours I need to put in to get everything up and going. I'm going to do as much work as I can. But again, I fly out of here tomorrow, and I'll be gone all week. Get back a week from tomorrow, late in the afternoon, from Tampa and Orlando. Okay, so that's basically what's going on. And we'll get into the show, get into the stack here, and we'll get this thing on the street. Apple's confirmed that it's offering $1 million reward for anyone who can hack an iPhone. It's by far the highest bug bounty from any major tech company. That's up from $200,000 in the fall and will be open to all researchers. Previously, only the company's invite-only bug bounty program were eligible to receive awards. And Apple's also launching a Mac bug bounty, but it's also extending its Watch OS and its Apple TV operating systems in that as well. The announcement comes in Las Vegas at the Black Hat Conference, where Apple head of security engineering gave a talk on iOS and Mac OS security. Forbes also revealed on Monday that Apple was to give bug bounty participants developer devices. iPhones that let the hackers dive further into the iOS, they can, for instance, pause a processor to look at what's happening with data and memory. And he confirmed that security director confirmed the iOS Security Research Device Program would be applicant only. It'll arrive next year. But this full $1 million will go to researchers who can find a hack of the kernel, the core of the iOS, with zero clicks required by the iPhone owner. And another $500,000 will be given to those who can find a network attack requiring no user interaction. There's also a 50% bonus for hackers who can find weaknesses in software before it's released. So they are trying to close any remaining doors, because these overseas firms who have hacked iPhones are making big, big money selling those to governments and security services or law enforcement, so that they can access these phones, and Apple wants to shut these doors completely. So a very interesting move on Apple's part, $1 million. So if you are a Black Hatter, this is the time to go out there and see if you can find some of those big bugs. In a strategy shift, Facebook seeks to pay millions to license news. Potential partners include Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post. And so by them approaching these news organizations, they're wanting to have the content for a new news-oriented section on the Facebook site. Some outlets could get as much as $3 million per year, and this is a big change. Big, big change, because they previously explored an ad-sharing model. And the Wall Street Journal reports that Facebook has approached a number of these news outlets, and deals would last for up to 3 years. And you know, the company's faced a barrage of criticisms for soaking up massive ad revenue by diverting traffic to marginal news organizations. Cutting deals with some of the news industry's top brands would allow Facebook to showcase high-quality journalism while directly supporting the organizations that produce it. And if you think about it, though, $3 million doesn't sound like a huge number here, given the size of the companies here. The Washington Post, while its full financials aren't available, it is known that the paper earned more than $100 million in digital ad revenue alone in 2017, with print ads and digital and print subscriptions on top of that. The same year, the paper passed 1 million subscribers, generating tens of millions of dollars in additional revenue. So the $3 million in annual revenue from Facebook would represent a very small fraction. Now, Facebook, Geek News Central, is open to getting a licensing deal. And we can, with a licensing deal like that, we can add a lot of writers. So what say you, Facebook? All right, iHeartMedia will start airing its own podcasts on over 200 of its radio stations every Sunday. So this initiative will bring podcasts to airwaves in every one of iHeart's markets. Station programmers are going to decide which iHeart show they broadcast, which will likely be chosen based on the station's audience and when to play it, but sometime on Sunday. So I would imagine about 2 a.m. 2 a.m. on Sunday morning, maybe, is when it would play. And I'm sure they're not going to put any of this programming in prime hour. So if you still listen to the radio, which, why would you if you can get these same podcasts via your, you know, your podcatcher? Why would you? But I do think it's interesting that iHeart is adding podcasting to its radio lineup. And it shows you how far we have really, really come. The FCC says 5G is safe again. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai is proposing a small change to the way the commission determines whether radio wave emissions are safe. But those changes are only designed to make the rules more consistent across technology types. They aren't being made any stricter, as the current limits are already among the world's most stringent. He has said that there's never been compelling evidence that any 5G radio waves are dangerous. While they're higher frequency than radio waves used for 4G, they remain part of the radio spectrum. Of course, it's duh, it's RF, radio frequency, radio spectrum. You know, technically, I'm just laughing here. Yes, it is a frequency. In the radio spectrum. So that is the most profound statement of the day. But on a call with reporters, FCC officials said there was no sign 5G would be any less safe than the airway used for 3G or 4G. 5G is at a much different frequency, much higher frequency, much, much smaller wavelength. Oh, my goodness. I'm still laughing about that. That comment. Yes, there is the visual spectrum, and it's all a matter of frequency. Some of you nerds out there are laughing with me. Anyway, I thought it was funny. So 5G is safe again. You know, 5G is such, so directional, and so line of sight that, you know, if you're in any type of building, any type of normal building, 5G will not penetrate the walls to get to you. That's the type of frequency it is. So there'll be a lot of repeaters and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, 5G is safe again. Republicans have suspended Twitter ad spending after a video takedown. Twitter's locked, of course, and many other social media companies are locked in an escalating feud with the Republican Party after locking the campaign Twitter account of Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Republicans accused Twitter of anti-conservative bias and vowed to stop spending money on Twitter until the company relented and restored @team_Mitch Twitter account. Now, what it was the McConnell campaign posted a video on Twitter showing protesters shouting violent threats at a Monday rally outside his home. And they were saying all kinds of nice things, as you would imagine. And they the campaign had recorded this, and then they posted it to Twitter, run it as an ad saying, see what people are doing. And Twitter took it down because Twitter has a blanket policy against posting content containing violent threats, regardless of the context. Twitter's policies don't seem to distinguish videos posted by people making threats from videos posted by targets of those threats. Both types of videos are banned. So Twitter hid the tweet and locked his account, preventing his campaign from posting new tweets. And apparently, Twitter says the user was temporarily locked out of their account for a tweet that violated a violent threats policy, specifically threats involving physical safety. So everyone's up in arms because, well, anyway, take it for what it's worth. And but it doesn't matter if you're posting a video, someone making a threat to you, or if you're the one making the threat. It's the same level. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? Anyway, link will be up in the show notes. Have you been searching on YouTube, or worse yet, the kids have been on the TV and searching for YouTube videos with your linked account, and now all you see is SpongeBob or some other ridiculous stuff that you have no interest in watching? Are you sick of those irrelevant YouTube recommendations? Well, there's a way to reset that. YouTube isn't completely evil, and there are definitely some undesirable features with anonymous YouTube trolls and so forth, but if you want to reset your recommendations, it's really to do pretty easily. YouTube ends up recommending search history and watch history. If you reset both, you can pretty much reset your recommendations back to a blank state. And they give you detailed instructions on how to do that on makeuseof.com. I'll have the link up in the show notes for you to check that out. Well, we've got students, at least my student is back in school in Hawaii. And here in Michigan, kids are going back to school earlier than normal. I was kind of surprised. Also, we have college students getting ready to make the trek. But Google's giving students 3 months of YouTube Premium for free, or YouTube Music Premium, which is a less good deal. So here's the deal. It's offering new members a free 3 month trial of YouTube Music Premium or YouTube Premium, which, by the way, includes YouTube Music Premium. So I'm not sure why you'd take the first option, but the deal essentially works by having students sign up for the discounted plan of their choice, $4.99 per month for YouTube Music Premium or $6.99 per month for YouTube Premium. And you get now 3 months. After that time expires, Google will start charging the usual monthly amount unless you opt out, which they hope you won't do, and they'll hope that you'll pay them $6.99 from here to eternity. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes for that. So if you got a student going back to college, this is a good way to get 3 months free. Apple Music for Artists comes out of beta with an iOS app and Shazam app. So what this is really allowing the artist to do is see how other music's doing and figure out how many plays are coming from Apple Music, how many downloads, how many purchases. So pretty exciting for artists to be able to have this really kind of at their fingerprints or at their fingertips to find out what's hot, what's not. They can It allows them to make decisions about music that they're creating, find out what's trending. So winning, very awesome. And they're including Shazam info as well in these results. Twitch. Twitch has unveiled its own desktop broadcasting app. It used to be you had to use an RTMP server or you had to stream from a PS4 or an Xbox One. But now they've got their own app, and it makes it easier for people to get started with the streaming from their PC. And Twitch suggests this new program called Twitch Studio. But they say it won't be beneficial to established streamers who are happily with the current setups like OBS or NewTek or whoever it may be. But they're welcome to test this new product feature out. So Twitch Studio available today. You know, one business I've never understand how is losing money is Dropbox. I look at how much money I spend annually with Dropbox. It's probably about $100 to $120. And I store a minimal amount of data on there. And in all honesty, if I was using an S3 bucket from Amazon or something like that, it would be much cheaper. Dropbox just makes it easy to get to via web browser. So and sharing is real simple. That's why I use it the large majority of the time. But they're losing money hand over fist. And I'm like, your data product cost you nothing. You know, the profit margin on my account alone, if let's say I'm spending $100, has to be $99. It really, because storage doesn't cost that much in bulk. So anyway, but they're losing money. It's just, I mean, like, wow. Net loss of $21.4 million or 5 cents on the per share. And last quarter, Dropbox had a net loss of $7.7 million. Revenue for the quarter was $401.5 million. How do you have $401.5 million in revenue and lose $21 million on a product that has such an incredibly high markup that it just blows me away? It shows me that there's room out there for competition with Dropbox. Uber. Yes, Uber. 99 million of us have been active in driving or riding in one of their cars. But revenue, holy smokes, talk about another one that's burning cash. Listen to this. The company, which bills itself as a mobile technology platform that is extending into logistics and other transportation areas, reported a second quarter loss of, listen to this, $5.24 billion on revenue of $3.17 billion. How is this possible? It blows me away. Wall Street was looking for $3.66 billion with a net revenue loss of $3.19 a share. Instead, $4.72. It's crazy. Now, some of this loss was chalked up to stock-based compensation, people taking their stock, cashing out, and running. But still, an amazing number. This is the most interesting comment or a title and subtitle of an article today over at space.com. It says, space radiation will damage Mars astronauts' brains. Okay. But then they go on to say, it's probably not a showstopper. Mice exposed to 6 months of radiation levels prevalent in interplanetary space exhibited serious memory and learning impairments, and they became more anxious and fearful as well. As a trip to Mars takes 6 to 9 months one way with current propulsion technology, so these results could ring a cautionary bell for NASA and other organizations. But they go on to say, this is not a real deal breaker for space travel, but when you send astronauts up there, you have to be prepared what some of the consequences are for being exposed. These chronic low dose exposure scenarios are going to increase the risk of developing perhaps mission critical performance deficits. Yet it's not a showstopper. Oh my gosh. I'll have to link up in the show notes on this. I don't get it. Netflix is signing a $200 million deal with the Game of Thrones showrunners. David Benioff and Dan Heiss have left HBO and signed a multi-year deal with Netflix for $200 million for multi-year film and TV deals. So very, very exciting stuff. We'll see what happens with this team. All right, do you, you have a Roku, an Android TV? You have a Google Chromecast? You have an Apple TV? How about an Amazon Fire TV? You know, you're streaming all these cool channels. You can see all this different content. Did you know that you can play local files on those devices as well? Instructions are available via the link at makeyouseof.com. Play your local media right on these same devices. Postmates will test delivery robots on San Francisco sidewalks. The company says its first permit ever granted for sidewalk robotic operations in the city. As it rolls through the poop and pee of San Francisco, the cute Postmates delivery robot will be rolling down their streets. The food and grocery delivery service has secured what could be the first permit allowing sidewalk robotic operations. Postmates introduced the big-eyed wall-e-like-serve robot in December, revealing its plans to send the robots with your order to home and offices. So it can carry up to 50 pounds of goods and up to 30 miles on a single charge. So look for Postmates if you live in Poopyville, San Francisco, California. Lawmakers turned to hackers at DEF CON for election security. You know, as the 2020 election looms, as the insanity has already gotten underway, and legislation to secure voting machines really didn't go anywhere. Why is that? Some politicians are heading for the largest hacking conference in the world for help. So yes, they're going to DEF CON to ask hackers to help them secure voting machines. So, interesting move that a few politicians are going to DEF CON. I hope they leave their phones and devices at home. AT&T and CBS have ended blackout with deal overpayment rates for channels. Of course, a dispute over rates triggered by was a nearly three-week blackout of CBS in cities across the United States. And so those of you with DirecTV, DirecTV Now, and other paid TV customers, you know that you have not got CBS channels via any of those AT&T services. So now they've signed a multi-year deal that will cover CBS-owned stations on its namesake broadcast channel. So anyway, that blackout had hit folks in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, Dallas, San Francisco, Boston, Atlanta, Tampa, Seattle, Detroit, Minneapolis, Miami, Denver, Sacramento, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore, as well as over more than 100 CBS station affiliates on DirecTV Now. It is back. How many times you've downloaded an app that you thought you needed, and it turns out all it's doing is to ask you to buy stuff? Well, the folks over at Lifehacker have a good article talking about how to spot scam iOS apps, how to keep an eye on those, and make sure that you're not, paying for an $89 in-app purchase for some virtual goods or something stupid, especially adult content, that type of stuff. That stuff's running pretty rampant. So lifehacker.com has a good article on how to spot it so that you don't get fleeced out of your hard-earned dollars. Over in Ars Technica, a $13,000 NES cartridge has been found at the bottom of a Safeway stack. Yep, someone came in to sell a bunch of cartridges, and they found one of the rare Nintendo World Championship cartridges from 1990 that had been selling for as much as $13,000 each. Now there, my ladies and gentlemen friends, is a serious hobbyist that's paying $13,000 or more for a Nintendo cartridge going back to 1990, of which only about 300 were made. You gotta love you hardcore enthusiasts out there that are buying that stuff. You know, I'm a bit of an enthusiast for stuff too, but I would never, ever, ever pay that kind of money. Apple's warning iPhone users against third-party battery pairs. Of course, Apple would much rather you pay it to perform a simple battery swap. And, you know, Apple doesn't want you replacing your own battery. And the issue first spotted by iFixit affects the iPhone XR, XS, and XS Max. If you replace your own iPhone battery or get it replaced by an unauthorized repair shop, when you head to the battery settings page, you'll see the following message. Important battery message. Unable to verify this of iPhone has a genuine Apple battery. Health information is not available for this battery. Wow. That's a brand new message, and it seems Apple's trying to scare off iPhone users from getting a battery swap done in anywhere other than an authorized service provider. So that's an interesting move here. You should ask the person that's replacing your phone what kind of battery they're putting in, if it's really a true product or not. And generally it's not, but you should have a little bit of an idea. Google's going to start surfacing individual podcast episodes and search results. So search for what you want to hear. It's just kind of exciting. I agree. It's going to be nice. You're going to search for a topic and it's going to pop up. And so this is where podcasters are going to have to start paying very close attention to how they introduce new content into their shows. They're going to have to focus on subject matter that are topical and that can be searched when your show is indexed and translated into a transcript via these automated systems. So anyway, Google will start surfacing individual podcast episodes in search results. And the final article for today, and because we're going to get you out of here early, and it is early, the United States has held off on Huawei's licenses as China halts crop buying. It's getting more nasty here. The White House is holding off on a decision about licenses for U.S. companies to restart business with Huawei Technologies after Beijing said it was halting purchases of U.S. farming goods. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, whose department has vetted the application to resume sales, said last week he received 50 requests and that a decision on them was pending. American businesses require a special license to supply goods to Huawei after U.S. added the Chinese telecommunication giant to a trade list blacklist over national security concerns. So, again, this is about the latest round in the trade war where the president slapped some more tariffs on and Beijing retaliated in kind and is devaluing its currency. There's only so low they can go. So we'll see where this leads. But anyway, more detail there on Bloomberg. Link will be up in the show notes. All right, it's been my pleasure bringing the show. Thanks for being here today. I really do appreciate you allowing me to get to, you had no choice, really. But thanks for being patient with me and getting the show out. And again, I'm off next week. I'm going to be in Orlando, no show. And we'll continue the count. We'll continue the march for the podcast on our march to 1400. And actually, I got the show number wrong today when I started the show. Today is 1388, not 1385. This is episode 1388. And again, don't forget about my sponsor, GoDaddy.com. GeeknessCentral.com/GoDaddy. Grab those promo codes. Definitely appreciate it when you use them, when you share with a friend or family member. And for those of you that are insiders out there, those donations continue to come in. And we've been getting some individual donations as well. Thank you for those. Again, go to GeeknessCentral.com/insider. Become a $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month subscriber. And get started as low as 6.7 cents per day. And definitely consider that. Become an insider of the Geek News Central podcast. Everyone take care. We'll see you back here in a week from Monday. And we'll go from there. Everyone, thanks for being here. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on Geek News Central.